This episode of the Infamous Podcast is brought to you by the Flying Pork Apparel Company.
The Flying Pork Apparel Company is an awfully long name to fit into a 15-second ad. We're most likely going to have to cut it short, but our designer tees and customer services are like way long on quality. Visit flyingporkapparel.com and shirt yourself, folks. Thank you.
Hey, welcome back to the Infamous Podcast. This is Brian.
This is Johnny.
And what are we talking about?
Whatever.
We were going to talk about Game of Thrones, but there's only two episodes left, so we figured we'd just wait, let the season finish.
There's something we can talk about.
Uh-oh.
So did you see the Star Wars announcement?
I did.
The new movies.
22, 24, 26?
Yeah. Yep.
No other hint as to what that would be.
No, they didn't say if it's the Rian Johnson or the Game of Thrones.
The Weiss and Benioff.
Just like to say the Game of Thrones.
The Game of
Thrones,
guys.
From the makers
guys.
Of Game of Thrones will be at the beginning of the trailer.
Brought to you by the gentleman who did the fan fiction for the last four seasons of Game of Thrones.
Yeah, that's everything nowadays.
It is. So,
what's this?
You're just going through your phone now?
I'm going through my Instagram because I haven't looked at it at all today. Swipe up in our story, read the full list. Okay. So, D23 posted, Disney Studios just released an epic schedule of movies through 2027.
Cool.
Let's see. Just click on our link. Wait a minute. That's not their link. Swipe up. Oh, okay. Maleficent 2. We knew that was coming.
Okay.
Disney Pixar movie called Onward.
Onward?
Mulan.
Mulan 2?
No, Mulan.
Oh, the live action.
The live action Mulan.
How do you feel about those live action movies?
I'm okay with most of them.
Did you? I've only seen. Cool. Finally. It seems like they filmed that like 5 years ago. Yeah.
Now they've been filming Jungle Cruise. It must have a lot of effects in it because I'm like, that seems like a very long.
Because David was on set for that.
Last year?
Forever ago. It was, I think, was it December, maybe? I don't remember, but it was last year.
Principal photography was wrapping up.
Right. But, the other thing, too, to think about is where are they going to put that on the schedule?
Well.
Because this year was packed. I don't know. Let's talk about the Spider-Man trailer real quick while you're looking at that.
Yeah.
So
there it is.
I'm really happy. Now. So I watched the teaser and I've been remiss to watch.
So when did that premiered on Monday, right?
Yeah.
So it made sense now of why they said that there was no moratorium after Monday, because
right. They
were going to spoil.
Yeah, they lifted
anyways,
the embargo, so they were spoiling things of Endgame. So if you didn't see it, I hope you didn't watch the Spider-Man trailer. And if you didn't see Endgame, just come back and listen to this later because we're going to... What's wrong?
What's up with my arm? It's like acting weird.
I don't know. It's possessed. It wants to...
Are you hearing me okay?
Yeah, I hear you fine. Okay. But I'm really happy I watched this trailer.
Listeners, can you hear me?
Wow, that's the sound you just heard on Sunday later the week is all the people jumping off bridges.
Awesome.
From the song there. Not from your singing,
snap.
Just because of Frozen.
Snap.
Wait, no, that wasn't Frozen. What was
no,
that?
No, that's, what is that?
I don't know.
Is that Fiddler on the Roof?
Oh, Yentl.
Papa, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Is that Fiddler on the Roof?
Yeah, oh, no, not Yentl. Yeah, that's Fiddler on the Roof.
That's
yeah.
Fiddler on the Roof.
So, anyway,
it's been a long time since I've seen Fiddler on the Roof.
Well, and it was in Ryan Reynolds sing part of that in Deadpool?
He might have.
So,
yeah.
But anyway, Spider-Man trailer. Sorry. I'm really happy I watched it because now I have a whole bunch of
Welcome
questions.
Welcome to the Random Cast.
Right. Now I have a whole bunch of questions that I want answered, and I'm not going to watch any more trailers. So, it'll be fun to wait until July
Do you
and
think
see what
be
happens.
Any more trailers? Like besides TV?
I don't know. Maybe TV spots and things like
TV
that.
Spots.
Like
there was TV spots for Endgame.
I didn't see any of them.
Just added like mere seconds.
Yeah.
Like, and it was still the same scenes. Like they dissected that movie like for the trailer really well, because there was things in there where it was like, huh, that's toward the end of the movie. But you never would have realized that's toward the end of the movie because they cut it in so well.
I'm just really happy that the Russos kind of put their foot down about what was in the trailers and didn't let the Disney marketing people get their hands on it too much.
I wouldn't think that Disney marketing would have as much to do with it. Doesn't Marvel have their own marketing arm?
I mean, it's all... But like the studios, I mean, it's all Disney. The marketing people from the studio, they're the ones who do the trailers. The filmmakers don't necessarily have a lot of control over that. So
they do some awesome Star Wars trailers.
Not complaining there, but
Even if you go back and watch The Last Jedi trailer, it looks like it's going to be an awesome movie.
I think that's why people had such a big problem with that movie because the trailer looked amazing.
Sold a better movie than the movie was
the eight minute or well actually they showed so much trailer wise that I think they ended up showing close to 22 minutes of the movie in trailers across all the trailers.
Okay.
Which you know
because I go on YouTube.
We had talked about this on the podcast back in 2017 when it came out that they had done about 22 minutes in trailers. And remember, we were like, oh, well, it's a 2-hour and 48-minute movie, so that's not going to be anything. And boy, were we right. So the interesting thing is Quentin Beck might be a hero.
He's not. Come on.
In the text chain, you had put, you know, he's probably fooling Nick Fury. And it's like, absolutely, he's fooling Nick.
Everybody's been missing for 5 years.
Right.
This guy's had opportunity to he set up a multiverse.
Right.
And it's like, nah, I don't think that's what's going on.
Now, I wonder if he's going to be like the movie effects. Like, if it's going to turn out he's going to be like the traditional Quentin Beck or.
Possibly. A little smarter than the traditional one.
I mean, the traditional one wasn't necessarily a dummy. He was just misguided in some of it. He went for the, I mean, he was a filmmaker. He was trying to go for the grand scene.
Well, right.
And not necessarily the outcome. But it was a really good trailer.
I thought it was well done.
It was
it brought up a lot of questions that makes it more interesting to want to go see the movie. Because the first one didn't bring up much because they couldn't do much.
Right.
Because even people were like, wait, Peter Parker comes back from the dead? It's like, okay. So, I mean, this one was the one where they were like, you can go ahead and let people know what's going on.
Yeah.
And that. So, I think it's cool that, you know, it's going to happen pretty much right after Endgame.
Just about, yeah.
Yeah.
How crappy is that? Peter Parker's got to save the world and then go to high school the next day.
Well, and, at least six of his friends disappeared when he disappeared.
Right.
And at least one of them's figured out who he was.
Well, yeah. That was funny.
Yeah.
What? I'm not.
Totally, it would totally make sense.
Yeah.
Because Peter Parker disappeared. Spider-Man disappeared. You know.
So I'm really happy she's not Mary Jane Watson. Right?
Yeah.
Like, it's just the moniker is MJ.
Yeah.
Which that doesn't bother me.
Like, her name is Mary Jane, but she goes by.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't really have an opinion one way or the other versus Zendaya just because I haven't seen a ton of stuff that she was in. I didn't watch the Disney show she was on. I liked her in The Greatest Showman.
Yeah, she was good.
You know,
in that.
She was good in that, and
well, she's a singer too. So,
yeah.
You know, that's I think more what she's known for now than you know the Disney show, and that's why she was in the Showman because of her singing talent.
But I definitely think
and her acting talent.
Her and Tom Holland have a nice little chemistry.
Yeah.
I still love the chemistry
her and
between.
Zac Efron had a really good chemistry.
Zac Efron is the most underrated actor.
Yeah.
Did you ever watch Bad Grandpa or whatever it was? Dirty Grandpa.
Yeah.
He is
De Niro
as the straight man.
Yeah.
Was great in that movie.
I've watched all three High School Musicals, and I think that he's one of the shining things in that movie. Like, you know, it's like, man, this guy is gonna,
like, I mean, you even pull out like Neighbors. He was great in the Neighbors movies.
I
like just because he was a lot of fun,
and I liked him in that.
That Mike,
he's got that sense of humor, so it's like, you know, you can tell that he has the sense of humor to know what the humor is that he's doing.
Yeah,
because it's even like, you know, Dirty Grandpa, he's straight man, but he still gets it, and like,
right.
You know, the bloopers show that, because there's some crazy stuff in the bloopers.
The Mike and Dave need date wedding dates.
Oh,
he's
that
fun
was,
in
that. That was fun.
I actually really like that movie just in general. Yeah. One, it's got Anna and Audrey in it, and I love both of them. And then Adam Devine, I don't know, did you ever watch Workaholics?
No.
He's great in Workaholics.
But he was in the Pitch Perfect movies, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was. Yeah. He was Bumper. And then he had that one with Alessandro Daddario and Robbie Amell on Netflix where it was the Groundhog's Day thing. And he was, I really liked him in that. And then Zac Efron's got that, what's his name? The serial killer.
Oh, Ted Bundy.
Ted Bundy movie on Netflix now.
I haven't watched that yet.
Part of it was filmed here in Cincinnati.
Yeah.
So
I think some of that happened here.
Because 71, quick geography lesson.
Yeah.
If you're not from the middle of the country, there's an interstate, I-71, I-75. They run essentially from Michigan all the way down to Florida.
75 does.
Well, but 71 runs does as well. But yeah, it combines. And a lot of serial killers apparently have used that as their hunting ground. Would that be the proper term?
It's a decent hunting
ground. Yeah, so because you can just get on and off the highway and be in another state or another city within 30, 40 minutes in some cases.
A lot of mountains, a lot of rivers.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
I am not a serial killer. You're not?
But I'm like sitting there going, it's kind of like the Predator. You're thinking like, you got the mountains. People can disappear in the mountains pretty easily. You got rivers. People can disappear in rivers pretty easily.
Mm-hmm.
And that, no deserts, but, you know, swampland, because Florida's full of swamps.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's good hunting ground.
Yeah, I mean, it's just one of those things where, wow. But, and you know,
so
I mean.
So, I stand by, you know, if anybody from Disney or Marvel is listening to this, I stand by my statement that Zac Efron should play Johnny Storm.
I agree. When we cast the movie,
that no matter what. Like everything I've seen him in, I'm like, he would make an excellent Johnny Storm.
Yeah. So this the movie he's in is called Extremely Wicked, Shockingly Evil and Vile.
Yep.
And it looks like it has, for some reason they have Sheldon from what's that guy's name?
He's in it.
He plays the actor?
One of the prosecuting lawyers.
Jim Parsons.
Parsons. Yep.
Like he's on the cover. It's like you'd think you'd put Zac Efron on the cover of the box art. So anyway, he should definitely be Johnny Storm.
It's interesting because that movie, some of the point of view is from his wife.
Oh, cool.
That people don't, you know that he was married.
Yeah, she wasn't necessarily in the Time Life books from Joyce.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Okay, let's just wrap up Spider-Man real quick.
Yeah.
The stealth suit in our text chain, I don't know if it was you or somebody else just because I was in meetings reading in the chain on my watch. I do not believe it's a clone or another Peter Parker.
I like the idea of the clone.
I like the idea of the clone as well.
I was talking about that last night and said it would be cool if the idea that S.H.I.E.L.D. has a piece of DNA from every single hero that exists in their universe and they've been experimenting with clones. It's Peter.
Yeah.
It's Peter.
But I also think, like, I think that Sony is looking at what happened with Peter Parker, with Tom Holland as a character from Infinity War to Endgame. And then if this movie does $800 million or more, they're going to pony up to Marvel and be like, let's just keep this going.
Yeah.
Let's make this franchise the cornerstone of what you guys are trying to do. Let's not worry about Brie Larson. Let's throw this on Tom Holland's tiny little muscular shoulders and let this kid do it. I think financially, it's fantastic because
at that point, why not just sell a character and all the accoutrements to the mothership?
I don't know why not. I think that if Marvel or Disney, turned around and said, "Hey, Sony, here's $2 billion," Marvel Disney is getting that back within three movies, and not just three Spider-Man movies, just three movies in general. So,
I think like you know, if they offered $2 billion, that Sony would go three. You know, because
whatever. Great.
You just made $1 billion on one movie.
Yeah, 2.2 already. Yeah, well. It's going to pass Avatar within the first 30 days of its run. And Avatar took 5,300 days just about to get to $2.7 billion.
I just don't see it being the movie that can carry that universe.
I don't think it needs
to. Or the character that can carry that universe.
I think it can, just because he's such a likable actor and character.
Sure. But you need somebody.
You need a more. You need a bigger powerhouse.
I mean, you need like a Robert Downey Jr. Right. He is not a Robert Downey Jr.
No, absolutely not. Not yet, at least. But Robert Downey Jr. wasn't always a Robert Downey Jr. I mean, he was always really good.
So you're waiting 20 years for this kid to be...
No.
Right,
no.
That's what I'm saying. Right. Is Robert Downey Jr., it took 30 years for him to be what we know as Tony Stark.
The other thing is, you had mentioned they use him, Robert Downey Jr., as the cameo. But I don't think they'll do that, because I think...
I was joking around today and said that I think that would be cool.
It would be cool.
It would be fun. It would be not cool. It would be funny if Robert Downey Jr. played Stan Lee... doing a cameo.
Oh, I misread that. Okay. Because, they're totally going to use Robert Downey Jr. as the AI.
I just
AI
think, if they didn't use
in the
him,
next Iron Man.
I don't think they will.
Yeah, because it's going to be the kid, because they're connected.
And then they said today, where Catherine Langford from 13 Reasons Why was cut from the movie totally, because she was supposed to play a future version of Tony's daughter. Like, when he snaps his fingers, he's supposed to see a future version of his daughter instead of, Thanos seeing Gamora as a child.
Right.
He's supposed to see a future version that pretty much tells him it's all right, everything's okay, and then he dies.
I'm glad they didn't do that.
Well, they did test audiences, and it didn't work.
I'm really happy they. I want to see that deleted scene.
Well, it'll be.
But I don't want to. Yeah. I'm glad they didn't do that.
But it's just okay.
So.
More time travel.
Dad, it's okay. Slid.
Oh wow.
That's dark. I'm sorry.
That was too dark.
Triggered.
Too dark.
But, I don't know. I feel like the Marvel future is super bright with this group that they have coming out of Endgame. I mean, they could always do a rescue movie with Gwyneth if they needed to. Definitely have her show up in the team up movies.
In the Avengers. Yeah.
Or
the new Avengers. I really think that if you're
going to do, I think they're going to Young Avengers.
Avengers, just do it, call it New Avengers. Don't call it Young Avengers, because guess what? People won't want to see something called Young Avengers.
I don't know. Well, when I say Young Avengers, I mean bringing in Cassie and some of those younger characters that they introduce.
Then you're waiting 5 years.
You don't have to necessarily.
They've always done it as a sequential timeline.
Yeah, I get it.
So, Cassie's what?
16.
16?
17, maybe.
Was she 12 in Ant-Man?
I'm not 100% sure how old she was.
More nine.
So
that, they're all too young, really. Anybody to be a young Avengers, it's more like you're going to have Falcon, Winter Soldier, or whatever you want to call Bucky now.
I think they're going to focus more on those TV series for a little while, too.
Yeah, the TV series. But when you do a new Avengers movie, Falcon will be the leader. He'll be Captain America, and he'll be the leader of the team.
Man, I really hope they give him...
It would be cool if Gwyneth Paltrow came in as the Iron Man of the team at that point.
Well, Spider-Man would be the Iron Man, but he's too busy doing the police's job.
Well,
That was really funny.
That wasn't the best line in that.
It wasn't the best line, but it was really funny.
Bitch, please, you've been to space!
That was the best line. Absolutely. Yeah, I'm very bullish on where they're gonna go with this series now. The Asgardians of the Galaxy looks like it'll be fun.
If that's what they do.
And I don't think they'll call it the Asgardians of the Galaxy, but
they won't.
Well, Thor is gonna be in that next movie.
Is that confirmed?
I think so. And then whatever Taika decides
to
do,
because he hasn't even wrote a script yet.
Well, I mean,
the script that he had probably got thrown out.
Well, unless he already knew. Well, he probably knew about all this stuff.
I don't know.
But, Taika will probably do another Thor movie, another Thor standalone.
See, I'd like to see Taika do something else in the Marvel Universe.
I'd like to see Taika do Black Panther.
Actually, I'd like to see him do Ant-Man.
That would be good, too.
Yeah.
Peyton Reed had two good movies.
I just would like to see a straight up comedy.
Sure.
And that, Peyton Reed, he could do stuff in the Marvel Universe too.
Oh yeah. Peyton Reed has done a great job with the two movies that he got.
I'd like to see Jon Favreau come back and direct something.
That would be fantastic, but he's so busy now.
Ryan Coogler directing Black Panthers is fine with me. But we've said, that they made the mistake of killing Killmonger.
That was ridiculous. And they just need a better script.
But if they did a Killmonger TV series, that would be awesome.
That would be cool. So
yeah. So Disney Plus.
How cool would that be if he showed up, if like Killmonger shows up for like an episode in the Loki?
Yeah, something like that.
Because I'm guessing the Loki one is going to be them pulling him back into the right timeline.
Maybe.
So I felt like part of Endgame was just a giant, like, hey, subscribe to Disney Plus commercial.
Yeah, I didn't feel that way at all. It wouldn't be like something where, besides, hey, you get to watch Endgame when it comes on Disney Plus. I mean, you know, the idea of...
Well, the Bucky and Falcon, the WandaVision, the, you know, Hawkeye and Hawkeye.
Is it Hawkeye and Hawkeye?
I think it's Ronin just called Hawkeye. Yeah, but...
And even she's like, you know, then you are getting into like doing Young Avengers.
Well, they've said Kate Bishop, and so unless...
I just don't see how they could do that now. They've introduced his daughter as Hawkeye. He called her Hawkeye.
Well, he was also being kind of facetious.
No, he was being serious, so, I think. He was done.
I don't think he would ever...
He was retired.
I don't think as a dad he would push his kid into that life.
I don't think he was thinking about that, but, yeah. You know, she's Hawkeye. She was as good as he was at that point, and he was done. He was retired before the snap.
So, I don't know. We'll see. That's the cool thing about this is they're going to put this together and tell us a story.
So, segueing into that.
Yeah.
Here's the list of movies.
Yes.
2019. And this is Fox, Disney, Marvel, and Lucasfilm.
Okay.
So, there's a Tolkien movie coming. Aladdin. These are in May. Dark Phoenix. Toy Story 4. I'm only going to highlight the big ones.
Okay.
The Lion King. At the end of this year, you have Maleficent, Mistress of Evil.
Cool.
Frozen 2, which will sweep the box office for a month. And then Star Wars, The Rise of Skywalker is in December. Next year, there's an untitled Kingsman movie coming. They're doing Call of the Wild again.
Kingsman is supposed to be, I think,
a prequel.
A prequel this time.
That's what the rumor
is, but
yeah. Nobody knows for sure. In March, we have Disney Pixar's Onward. We have Mulan, the live action. Cool. We have The New Mutants in April of next year.
Is that coming out in cinemas or on like Hulu?
It's listed as coming out in cinemas.
Wow.
Okay. It's April the 3rd, so it might be an April Fool's joke.
Yeah. But,
there is Artemis Fowl. Yeah.
What is that?
The books. The
I didn't
young adult
those.
Books. An untitled Marvel movie, May the 1st. Of 2020.
Okay.
There's an untitled Marvel movie. There's an untitled Pixar movie for June of 2020. There's a Bob's Burgers movie coming.
Okay.
There's your answer. Jungle Cruise will be out July 24th, 2020. Lots of special effects. another untitled Marvel movie in 2020 listed for November. And then an untitled Disney animation movie listed for November also. And I guess they're doing a Cruella de Vil movie.
Okay.
Yeah, that one I didn't hear about.
So it seems like lots of good stuff from the
House
of Mouse.
Yeah, and then from there, Indiana Jones in 2021.
Okay.
And how many Marvel? Now it's going straight up untitled. There's 1, 2, 3 untitled Marvel movies in 2021. Avatar 2 finally is coming out. Woohoo!
In 2021?
In 2021.
That's what?
There's one.
That's
20
years later, right?
Four Disney live action movies and a Disney animation movie untitled for that year. There's an untitled Pixar. And it just keeps going. Untitled, untitled, untitled. Avatar 3 in 2023. Avatar 4 in 2025. They filmed them all at once.
Yeah.
Avatar 5 in 2027.
Did you say filmed or animated?
They filmed.
They do that
they
live action.
They filmed it like Avengers and all that. They just put people in
the mocap
suits now. Yeah. That's all movies are done now.
They might as well be video games at this point.
The only person who wears a costume in a movie now is Anthony Daniels. He's wearing it for the last time. He'll be retired and that after. So yeah, that's that. That's you know, look forward to you Avatar fans to all the Avatar movies coming.
Yup.
Lots of Avatar movies.
I still haven't seen the first one.
It's not a bad movie. It's just Dances with Wolves.
Yeah, that's what she said. You know, it was one of those things where, like, at first I kind of wanted to see it, and then...
Oh, I would say see it, because it is something that should be seen.
Yeah.
It's, you know...
Well, like I said...
It's like Titanic. Everybody should see Titanic once.
So I didn't see Titanic until, like, 5 years ago.
Well, that's okay.
And, but
it's
like...
It's not like you don't know the story of Titanic.
Well, and I've told the story before when I was working at the video store, and the lady came to rent it, and she was like, yeah, when it sank, and I was like, spoilers! And she was like, oh my god, I'm so sorry.
Please.
People. Anyway, yeah, that's a lot. I'm interested. Did you like the first Maleficent movie?
I did.
I thought it was really well done.
I liked the twist.
Yeah.
Spoilers.
That movie's like 10 years old.
I thought, like, you know...
I bet that one... The
live action stuff.
I wonder which one of these Marvel movies is the Angelina Jolie Eternals.
Is she going to do that?
Yeah.
Is she in Eternals?
She's the main draw to Eternals.
Huh.
So.
Couldn't get Brad Pitt.
Well.
I'm being sarcastic.
No, probably not together. But unless
Johnny
one's
Lee,
a good
Johnny
guy.
Lee Miller? No.
No.
Billy Bob Thornton?
No.
No. Dang.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow. Tom Cruise?
Actually, I think Johnny Lee Miller would do it with her because they're friends.
Yeah.
Yeah. Plus, I think it would be cool to see Johnny Lee Miller in a
Dude,
Marvel movie.
I fucking love Johnny Lee Miller.
Sherlock. He was on that Sherlock show.
Sick Boy.
Elementary show on
Zero
CBS.
Cool.
But he was good on that.
Yeah.
I liked him on that.
The little bit of Sherlock that I saw, or it was
Elementary.
Elementary. The little bit of Elementary I saw, I liked. So
it got a little weird toward the last couple years, and I kind of just got lost.
Did he ever hook up with Lucy Liu? Did they turn that into
they
like a love
really
thing?
They didn't really ever
turn
that into
good.
A love
I'm
thing.
I'm glad they didn't.
From what I watched.
So, they did a
I think John
Will
Noble
they,
showed
they?
Up as his father.
Okay.
Yeah, Denethor.
Yeah.
What's his name played his brother that played the lizard in The Amazing Spider-Man?
Oh, the kicker from The Replacements.
Yeah.
Reese.
Yeah, Reese.
Whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, he showed up as Mycroft.
Oh.
And that. So
oh,
that nice. Was he was cool on
that.
That
is cool.
And that. But, yeah, it was a decent show. Lucy Liu was really good on that. Like
Lucy Liu is almost always good.
It was a
good.
Totally different Watson. I
yeah.
mean, you know, it's still the doctor... And all that stuff, and
she's still super
traumatic
smart
stuff had happened
yeah.
to her, and all that stuff. But like, she took that character and ran with it. So,
and you know, I think she had.
I think it's all on like the CBS All Access.
It's on Netflix, I believe.
Is it on
it's
Netflix
on Netflix
too?
Or Hulu. But okay. She had an extra degree of difficulty because at the same time you had Martin Freeman crushing
well, yeah,
it on the Sherlock BBC version.
Yeah,
which he was awesome. Which I never did watch the last season of that.
No, I don't think I did either.
Because I think they killed him.
They killed Watson?
I think so.
Okay, that's weird.
Yeah. Because his wife was that, like, secret agent or whatever.
Oh.
So, anyway. And he had Hobbit movies to make, man. They had to run through the Shire.
Yeah. Run through the Shire. Sounds like a song.
That's a band, Running Through the Shire.
No.
RTS.
Trademark that shit before somebody else gets it.
Well, if nobody else has it, like I've mentioned it first, so TM. So
yeah.
There, we can go back. We have a timestamp of when we recorded this, and we can sue.
I've seen something else. Let me find it.
Uh-oh.
Order 66 Junkie posted this.
Oh.
And it's a panel from, I believe it's the Phoenix Fan Fest. I know it's funny, you know, I've talked to him since I met him at Celebration a couple
right.
of times. It is a Last Jedi, your opinion of it is wrong panel.
Okay.
So this is where...
So for the people who think it's good, they're wrong?
This is where I got fired up a little bit. And
okay.
Like I said, I would go in there with an open opinion, but I would be open to high debate. And it's only because of what they put into their description of this panel.
Okay.
The description is, The Last Jedi... is controversial to say the least. Regardless of your opinion for or against, we are here to explain to you why you are incorrect. Doesn't matter if you saw it 10 times in the theater or you continue to troll social media to this day denouncing the acts of Disney and Ryan. You are wrong. And I'm like, don't tell me I'm wrong on my opinion.
Yeah, it's an opinion. It's
I was talking to him and I said, it's just my opinion. I said, the moments I liked, and the moments I didn't like, I didn't like.
Right.
I seen the movie 3 times in 6 days, and every time, nothing changed. And I watched it the week before we went to Celebration, and my opinion still didn't change. So don't tell me I was wrong.
Right.
Phoenix Fan Fest, if you want to fly me out to be on this panel, I'd be happy to join you. Joe Caroni will be out there.
Yeah, cool. Joe, love
maybe
Joe.
I should send Joe to this panel. I don't have any hate for that movie, but I don't have any like for that movie either.
Yeah, I like parts of it. You know, I mean,
is the tree on Dagobah. The tree on Dagobah that the Jedi have to go down into to fight whatever their face their own fear.
Yeah,
type thing. It's like, yeah. It's the tree. And I've got a dog that'll pee on it.
I got one too. So, I think, you know, I mean, we can go over this again.
No, we don't have to go over it.
But
I just
not in depth,
that's,
but
I think that's a assumptive attitude to have, that you're going to tell me that my opinion's wrong.
Yeah.
Because it is my opinion.
I mean, but I think that's also just the panel trying to troll people to get them to show up to a panel at Phoenix Awesome Con or whatever it's called.
FanFest.
Thank Phoenix you. Fan like, Fest. I don't know how big of a convention that is. I'm assuming it's pretty big. But at the end of the day, The Last Jedi
the
is
day,
a.
I'd be flipping tables in that.
It's room. A super divisive movie that was directed and written by a super divisive filmmaker who probably didn't have any business doing a main saga story.
Yeah.
That being said, getting rid of the Skywalker clan, for example, House Skywalker.
Why has it got to be a clan?
Wiping them off the table, like, is not necessarily a bad thing for Star Wars.
Yeah, but if you're going to do it properly.
I agree. I think some of the ideas he put forward were really good. His execution was not up to par of what a saga story should have been.
Yeah.
Plain and simple. And that has nothing to do with the, you know, genders of characters or sexualities of characters or color of characters, right? It's just when it came to his execution as a director, not even as a director, because I think it's a beautiful movie. Well, it's really well shot.
Changed the name.
Oh.
Phoenix Fan Fusion.
Fusion.
Woo!
Anyway, I think as a writer, he dropped the ball more than as a director.
Oh, I'd agree with that. I mean, it's not a bad looking movie. Probably kudos to his director of photography more than him. But, you know, his direction of story was not, he's not a very good storyteller. Like, he can direct a movie.
Yeah.
And it's usually because probably of his director of photography. But even Looper's got like major plot holes in it.
So I like Looper. I liked Looper. Looper is by no means a perfect movie. And, you know, I mean, if I were to rate it, it'd be probably a 6.5 to 7 out of 10.
I'd give it like a 5.
And that's fair. I think there's people who probably give Looper a 10, and there's people who probably give Looper a 1. Probably in greater numbers than either one of us would expect. But at the end of the day, like I said, you want to have... You don't want it to be...
canceling at this convention already.
Oh, really?
Nicolaj Coster-Waldau.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, Phoenix Fan Fusion. He won't be there.
Sorry, Cincinnati Comic Expo. We warned you.
Day of. By the way.
I knew that already, and everybody
was saying
that.
The day
people
of that he canceled.
People were warning people not to buy that package.
Yeah.
Because he had done it before. So. This is a big convention because it's got a lot of people.
Yeah. I'm stoked for our little
a lot of comic book
medium
people.
Style convention this year. There's a lot of good people coming.
Too many celebrities.
I definitely want to meet the people from Umbrella Academy.
I think it's too many celebrities.
Yeah. I don't know. This year. Tell me about Free Comic Book Day this year. I missed it.
It was madness.
Was it just you and Jeff?
No.
Or did Daryl help out?
No. I forget his name now. A regular customer who's been helping Jeff out.
Oh, cool. Yeah. I wasn't able to help, so.
It was busy.
Yeah.
Like normal, but I think the rain kind of tapered it off a little bit.
Okay.
So, lots of books were gone. Like, what was it? I'm trying to remember what, like, oh, Star Wars Adventures. Little Lulu, of all things. Casper the Friendly Ghost. Like, there were these ones where I was, like, not thinking that kids would pick them, and they picked those. And I'm like, okay, fair enough.
Cool.
Stranger Things.
Oh, there's a Stranger Things comic.
Yeah, it pretty much was gone like in the first hour.
Okay.
And that got stuck with Minecraft. Yeah. And the Spider-Man and the Avengers books were very popular.
Okay.
The DC books were not very popular.
Yeah.
Dear Justice League and Under the Moon, a Catwoman story.
Yeah.
Well, they're trying to push the lines of the young reader books or the, you know, all ages book.
Yeah.
Which was Dear Justice League, and then the young adult teen stuff, which was Under the Moon, I guess, is that. I haven't looked at any of them yet.
Okay.
And I did not have time to look when I got there, because I was there like a half hour before the store opened, grabbed what I wanted and brought it home, and pretty much, yeah, I was tired that day.
Bagged it and
putting it in. Bagged anything. So. I haven't bagged anything in years.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, there were books that were more popular, obviously, the Spidey books. Robotech.
Yeah.
Which I was very surprised
Robotech's
to see.
Always pretty popular. When
I don't ever remember having a Robotech.
A couple years ago, they had one.
Oh, okay.
So.
But like, there was stuff missing. There was no Bongo.
Huh.
There was no Arcade Mouse Guard book. Like soft cover or hard cover?
They haven't done the hard cover.
There was
like
no Judge Dredd this year.
Weird.
Yeah.
Was there a Tick?
There was a Tick. That was another one that went fast.
I mean, he only gets like a couple of those anyway.
He had a good amount
a bunch
this year.
Yeah.
I told him next year he should like either let me order them or ask my opinion.
Yeah.
Because there were books that I was like, I would have gotten more of this and less of this type thing. And, you know.
Well, I mean, you man the counter for the last few years there.
Well, and as a comic book fan that's not like as hardcore into it as I used to be, I can still look at books and go, this is what people are going to want. This is what's popular on TV. You know?
Yeah.
It's like, this is what, like I said, Little Lulu and Casper was kind of surprising.
Yeah.
But I still would have got like the amount that he got of those.
Yeah.
And that I would have gotten more Stranger Things.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And that I would have got less Minecraft.
Well, I think part of that is it's fading.
Died off. Yeah.
I think part of that is he's not part of the cultural moment that is entertainment necessarily. Yeah. And no, you know, not bashing him or anything. It's just he likes what he likes and
Right, but that's know. Where I that's why I said to
and
him,
I don't
know,
think
just
he doesn't have he doesn't even have a Netflix subscription, so.
Oh, okay.
You know, he
I
wouldn't
know
anything about Stranger Things.
Yeah.
So
But he gets the books in, but I guess they're not, like, for the people who shop there, they're not, like, a big thing.
No, I think the free comic book, the, oh, there's a Stranger Things free comic book.
Well,
let
most
me
people
come
that,
check it
like,
out. Yeah.
I see more people buy stuff this year than I think I've have in a while. Like, come in to just get free comics and not leave. They've stayed there for a while. And most people bought something.
Last year was a bad year as far as that went. People just kind
of
came, got the free stuff, and took off
because
it was
a
really nice day out.
Yeah.
The year before, I think I sold like 50 trades.
Yeah, I didn't keep track of all that. Obviously, I wasn't running the register, but you know, he was busy at the register most of the time. So
very cool.
Yeah.
Nice.
I'm just looking at this list of guests.
Oh, for the Cincinnati?
The Phoenix, no, for the Phoenix.
Phoenix
Fan Fusion.
Yeah. Lots of folks.
Yeah. Yeah. I think Brian Miller sets up at the show too with Joe.
Yeah. Well, he lives in Phoenix.
Well, right. So, yeah.
But
they're not listed on their comic book artist. Unless they're on the second page, maybe.
I don't know if they'd be comic book.
Oh, whoa, there's three pages of comic book artists. Wow. So never mind. Let me let me peruse this real fast. Wow, so. Greg Land. Dang, oh, man.
He was, wasn't he here not too long ago in Cincinnati?
I don't know.
I think he was. I don't know. I mean, it's been 10 years, so. But yeah. Interesting
Neil
stuff.
Adams.
Neil Adams. He's everywhere.
Norm Ruppin.
Oh, cool.
That's cool. Kevin Nolan. Wow. Michael Golden. That's good. This is a good. Hey, Brian and Christy Miller. Hey, cool. Joe Caroni. There they are. They're on the second page.
Is Ashley on there or just?
No.
She's just in Joe. She's squatting in Joe.
Wow.
Really?
Roy Thomas. Wow.
We should go out to
Jerry Conway.
When is that?
The end of this month.
We should go. Well, you could go. You're on vacation.
I'm on vacation.
Drive out.
Already have plans, so.
What are you guys doing for your vacation?
We might go out to Walt Disney's hometown. Jeff Goldblum is appearing Saturday only.
Where's Walt Disney's hometown?
Marceline, Missouri.
Ah. Is there like an attraction there?
There is a small Walt Disney Museum, and his home is still there. Like the barn, I guess, is open to the public most of the year. So,
have you guys crossed the Mississippi yet?
I did as a kid.
But I'm seeing it. I'm just as like.
Us together? No. Yeah. I don't think. No. No. We both been like, she has family in Oklahoma. And that, but as a kid, I remember when Elvis died in 77.
Okay.
And I vaguely remember Elvis dying, but we were in Arkansas.
Okay.
And that, so I think we came back through Memphis and that, and Mom said that, like, when we came back, people had lined the streets with candles and that. Oh. So, yeah. I mean, that's what my mom told me. Yeah. I don't remember that, but I vaguely remember Elvis had died when we were on vacation in Arkansas.
Well, you were what, three?
Two and a half?
Yeah.
Yeah. So. Yeah, two and a half. So.
Cool. Cool.
But yeah, I mean, you know, it's a thing we might do. We haven't totally decided, but.
Yeah. I wonder when they're going to put Celebration tickets on sale.
I don't know. I don't even know who's running it.
Yeah. Well, it's in Anaheim. We know that. So, I don't know. On the Star Wars
Celebration. Well, I mean, Repop did Anaheim 1 year.
Yeah.
So I think that was their first or second year doing it.
Okay.
So maybe it's Repop, but I don't know.
I don't know.
There's rumors that it's not Repop. So
I'd kind of like to go just because it's the 40th of Empire Strikes Back.
Yeah.
Just to see what's there. At the same time, I can wait like for another one.
Closer or?
No. Like, I definitely want to go again. It doesn't have to be driving distance. Like, I think if I go and I fly, I will definitely be much more judicious with my dollars.
Yeah, there's this thing called postal service.
I get that, but
stuff.
At the end, I spent. So I still had the room on there for my credit card.
Oh,
when I was measuring up everything. So
did you divide that in half? And
no, not even. It was all in. I did, like, I think I spent close to $800 between everything I got.
I spent like $300.
Yeah. But I got presents for people, and I spent $250 at the Star Wars store. None of that was for me.
Okay.
But then I also spent another $200 and some for me.
Right.
So I spent $100 on pins.
Okay.
So
alrighty then.
I just really wanted those.
Everything
pins.
Was too expensive there. People upcharge shit too much.
I knew
that was going to happen. I just took the money to take the money. I should have did some autographs. At this point, I should have just did some autographs.
Yeah.
And I didn't know. And this is one thing that they made the mistake on, because they could have made money off of me, is I was not aware that there was a booth.
Oh, you didn't notice where you could just walk up and sign up?
Well, because it was behind their curtain where it was like the whole, you know, go up and buy autograph tickets. I thought, oh, that's just buy autograph tickets. They didn't like detail that they were going to have a booth where you could go up and buy a Hayden and Ian McDermott autograph, and you don't have to go get in line. And
and if you did that, you didn't have to pay the service charge on the website.
Well, right, yeah.
So, which, you know, I think that's part of the reason why
they
didn't.
I would have been willing to actually pay the service charge to meet, like, Hayden.
Yeah.
everybody said Hayden was nice.
So I wanted to do the Hayden like photo op, and then you were like, well, if you really want to talk to him, you have to do the autograph.
Yeah, the photo op is literally like, and if you watch, I think Josh Pence's video where they did the photo op with Ashley Eckstein, and it was literally, they talked about it. It was like in and out.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know, no, that's, and most of these people do other conventions. So it's like, you know, Hayden would have been the one that I would have like actually splurged on.
Yeah, because he probably doesn't do any
celebrations, right? And that's all I've ever seen him do.
So
it's like Ian McDermott's done a few close to here.
Yeah.
So I'm like, you know, yeah. Ian McDermott would be one I actually would go for. If Expo got him, I wouldn't complain.
That'd be huge.
Yeah. And it's like, you know, I was telling Jeff on Saturday, I said, I probably will get Bernard Hill.
Yeah.
They didn't. I mean, one of my favorite characters from that movie.
Yep.
So, you know, and he was in Titanic too. He played the captain of the Titanic.
Hey.
Yeah. Right. So, plus he's in the Scorpion King also.
The Scorpion King. I don't know. I just have a hard time with the, like, I know you, and I'm not bashing you for collecting autographs and getting them or anything like that.
Because the price is just gone.
Like, but it's just overboard. One of those things where it's like, it's someone's name scribbled on a piece of paper, essentially, and what am I going to do with that? Like, I already have a bunch of shit in this office that I don't do anything with.
So, like, I could pull a binder out and show people if they wanted to see them.
But, I mean, I spent, like, $400 on artwork, and it's toiled away in a corner right now.
Those are all in binders, too, if anybody wants to see them. That's the way to do it.
Maybe that's what I'll do.
You can't
hang
it on the wall. You just get the big binders. And
just get a big portfolio. Yeah. Look, that's a good idea.
Yeah, and that way you can just, like, if anybody's like, oh, could I see your artwork? You just go, well, yes, here it is.
But I will say, and you obviously know you get first dibs, I'm going to open up the totes and start selling stuff.
Yeah.
I have too much stuff that I don't do anything with, right?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I have very limited space where I'm able to put my stuff in my house, so... It's like,
You could fit a lot more in here.
Well, I could, but I also want to have stuff in here that I enjoy.
I didn't realize they put David Bradley on the Cincinnati Expo.
Oh, you didn't notice that?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, I must have missed that announcement.
So
Gary Kagan, I've got. Nice guy. Definitely, if you're going to the Cincinnati Comic Expo and you're thinking about getting Biggs, Gary Kagan, he's a very nice guy. He actually, like, talked to me at the first celebration I went to for 10 minutes.
Nice.
And was telling me about stuff that had been cut out of the movie that he filmed and all that. So that was kind of cool.
Oh, the whole thing with Luke and his friends.
On Tatooine,
That scene is really cool. And
Josh Keaton.
I will get that for Haley.
Yeah.
Like, because she loves Voltron. Sure. So, well, she just liked Voltron Legendary Defender. She would want Bex. What's her name?
Oh, Bex Taylor Claus?
Yeah, Bex Taylor Claus. Yeah. She would really want her because she loves Pidge.
See, like Gold Leader, Angus McGinnis.
Yeah.
That's kind of a tempting one because obviously he's been in two Star Wars movies now.
Mm-hmm.
I've met Sean Mayer. Nice guy.
Yep.
Definitely would recommend, you know, getting his autograph too. Ben McKenzie is kind of one of those ones where I'm like, you know, he played Gordon. So, you know, that's kind of a cool idea. The Umbrella Academy people. You know, that wouldn't be bad, but have they posted prices yet for these people?
I haven't seen it, no.
Yeah, probably. Oh, click here for autograph photo op prices. Well, let's see. It's just got the photo ops listed that I can see.
Yeah.
I'm not into the photo op things. The only time I've ever done photo ops was when somebody did it for me as a gift.
Right. Well, I had
and that was one that I would like. Well, actually, two that I was like, "Yeah, I'll do those," and they were super cheap, like an entire cast of Star Trek: The Next Generation for $200.
Well, that's not bad.
Yeah. Well,
you probably
not
paid,
the whole cast, right, but
everyone who was there.
Patrick Stewart was not in that picture. Michael Dorn, Patrick Stewart, Gates McFadden were not in that picture.
Well, Spiner will be here.
And, yeah, he's another one where if you're thinking about it, I highly recommend it because he is a very funny person.
What did he just show up on recently?
I don't know, but he's in a lot of things.
He was on a show recently that it was like, oh, hey, it's Brett Spiner, and he was really funny. like he played a doctor or something like that.
Oh, really? Well,
maybe it was Life in Pieces or one of those shows.
He definitely like can play doctors really well.
But I would have liked to have seen more from him, like just in general.
I think he decided to have a family, and that's why he didn't. He just did a lot of guest starring stuff after Next Gen, and that I'm pretty sure that's what he decided was the. So let's see. I'll just go look at the rest of this list real fast.
Sure.
Michelle Nichols, I would get. She's a lovely person in that. Michael Pennington's kind of a cool idea, but, you know, it's another thing where if you're a Star Wars fan, yeah, definitely. Jewel Statee, I would definitely recommend. She is very nice.
Well, oh, he was on the Goldbergs. So
Alan Tudyk.
Yep. I kind of want to meet Alan Tudyk and just be like, dude, your panel at Celebration was so underrated and awesome. Yeah. It was so much fun.
You should talk to certain people and see if we could get a media thing.
There we go.
Interview some people, or if you just could interview some people, you know, either way.
You don't want to interview people?
I mean, I could interview people. I don't know who the Harp twins are.
Yeah, I didn't know who they were either. I think they play the harp.
You think?
So based on the conversation we had with a certain person at that convention, I wonder how much they're going to spend on cosplayers this year to bring them in.
I don't know.
Because they were none too pleased with how much they had to pay to bring cosplayers in. So
I don't know. I don't know like how that all works.
Yeah.
And that currently there's no guest cosplayers listed.
Right. Right. Yeah, that's why I'm asking. That's why I was asking. Yeah. So. But oh, Brett Spiner was in Outcast.
Did he?
He did 17 episodes. So
I've not watched Outcast.
I didn't watch it either.
Featured comic creators. This is what I was curious about. And this is definitely a. The Amanda Connor, Jimmy Palmiotti deluxe experience. Frank Cho. Hey, that's cool.
I'm going to get an Outrage cover.
Yeah. That's cool. Adam Kubert. That's another good one. But I'm like, you look at how many featured comic book people they have.
It's like four.
It's like four. And I'm like, why are you still calling this a comic expo?
Yeah. It should be the Cincinnati Celebrity Expo.
No, the Cincinnati Expo. Just take the comic out.
Cincinnati Pop Culture Expo. That's too much.
That's too much. No dig against them in that, but it's like, don't call it a comic expo and only have four like major, well, five. Sorry. Sorry, Chad Harden.
Chad Harden. Kubert's major.
I toggled right past you really fast.
Yeah.
Harley Quinn, Spider-Man.
Yep.
Spider-Man.
Brent Spider-Man.
Ooh, well, there you go.
What?
Crossover.
Yeah.
Frank Cho. Hopefully he's got prints.
Yeah.
Because that would be cool.
You know,
I'm hoping he might have some Liberty Meadows prints, because I'd like to get a Liberty Meadows print. Because that's the first thing I think that I really was exposed to Frank Cho was Liberty Meadows.
Okay.
And that's a really awesome book. Jimmy and Amanda I have met, and they are fun too.
Cool.
If you really want to meet them and get to spend a few moments with them, get that deluxe experience.
If you're a big Harley Quinn fan.
Well, it's not just Harley Quinn. I mean, Jimmy wrote Jonah Hex forever.
Yeah. Oh yeah. But I'm just saying, like the thing they're probably the two of them together are most known for.
Right. But I mean,
so
Amanda's done a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm. So. She's awesome. They're both awesome.
Yeah.
So.
Great people.
Because he was wasn't he at the expo by himself like five or six years ago?
Him ever I thought being he at
was.
The expo,
maybe it wasn't him. But anyway. Cool. All right. Well, we killed an hour.
Is that really like?
That's. I'm gonna call this.
Hey, everybody! Thanks for listening.
I'm gonna title this episode "How to Kill an Hour." So.
Just put "We killed an hour."
Yeah. All right. Okay. So we were gonna talk Game of Thrones, but we decided not to. We'll be back next week with more.
Not
talk.
Game of Thrones.
No, not Game of Thrones, because we still got 2 weeks for that. But yeah. All right.
We'll figure something out.
Did you said you saw Shazam, right?
No, I haven't seen Shazam.
Maybe we should go see Shazam before next Tuesday and do a super late review of it.
I don't know that I have time to go see Shazam.
What's with your busy schedule all of a sudden?
Life's life.
Life's life. Cool. All right. Well, we'll be back next week with something a little less random. Or maybe not. So, all right, guys.
It depends on how I feel.
We'll see you guys later.
Bye.
The FS Podcast is recorded in Kings Mills, Ohio, just north of Cincinnati. You can find new episodes every Sunday on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, Spotify, our website, or anywhere podcasts are downloaded. The show is hosted by Johnny Podorf and me, Brian Tudor. You can find more information about the show online at infamouspodcast.com or follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram as at Infamous Podcast to stay up to date on the latest news about the show and what's going on in the world of comics, movies, TV, and more. We also have a Patreon page, patreon.com/infamouspodcast. We have some great rewards for our patrons, and we're looking for help to grow the show to bring you more of the content you want to hear. You can find Johnny online at Johnny Podorf, and I'm on most social networks as at Brian Tudor. Music in this episode was provided by Michael Henry from meetmichaelhenry.com. So, whenever you're listening to us, have a great day, night, evening, weekend, whenever it is, and we'll see you next time. Thanks for listening. Later.